Kellen. I'm Crystal Garcia, and joining us today in the studio, we have two very special guests here to talk about the upcoming McKellen Library's World Languages Festival. So today, joining us in studio is Kate and Claudia from the McKellen Public Library. So Kate and Claudia, thank you so much for being here today. So we're talking about the 4th Annual World Languages Festival. What can we expect to see?
Well, thank you so much for having us on so we can promote this important event. So the World Languages Festival started when we expanded our collection to have more languages in it. And so we started out by thinking, well, we should have a celebration, and then that turned into this event. So as always, it is free and open to the public. We invite families to come out on March the 23rd.
Perfect. Now, Claudia, as we mentioned, this is going to be the 4th one. There's going to be a few special events at this one, correct?
Actually, yes. We are going to have a great lineup of performances, starting with Kim Lehman, who is a master storyteller, educator, and author. She will be performing and presenting stories and songs from around the world. It's a very interactive way of combining stories and music, and it's going to be a very interactive performance by the storyteller, and we invite the children and parents to get involved with the storytelling. And then we have a really great dance academy, Akshaya. They will be doing a traditional dance from India. And then we have the elementary students from Thigpen Zavala Folklorico Group who will also be coming here to perform within the library. And then we also have the Korean percussion music by the UTRGV Asian Studies. So we're going to have a great lineup of performances along with community partners who will be doing crafts. So Fadas will be doing Arabic calligraphy. The village in the valley will be doing a small craft, and then with the UTRGV Asian Studies will be doing a pinwheel craft. So there's plenty of activities and performances for the whole family.
Perfect. Now I just have to ask, right? We're talking World Languages Festival, so of course there's going to be so many different, as you mentioned a little bit here, represented different languages. What can we expect to see and possibly most importantly hear while we're there?
Or most importantly, what are we going to be eating?
I love that.
So we have a lot of food vendors who are coming. We have some Arabic food. We'll have Korean food, Filipino food, and these special German cookies. So we have a food truck and many pop-up food vendors. So everyone will get to have a little bit of a taste. So it's like taking a culinary trip around the world. And then this year, we're adding in a special component, which is our market. So lots of things that will entice the little ones and also grown-ups as well. And so we invite them to come out. And some of those proceeds will go toward our South Texas Book Festival coming up later in the year. And then finally, we have an interactive exhibit where we're going to be asking people to think about what is their best memories of their families, their heritage, and to write them on little slips of paper, and then they're going to be putting them into this sort of a beehive. So it could be anything from what are the smells that you remember of your mother cooking or your grandmother cooking. I mean, everything revolves around food, right? So, or it could be a special tradition. So we're asking people to share from their hearts, and then everyone will get to read what others have written as well.
Perfect. Now, I think before we wrap this up, I have one special question for both of you, and that's truly, why is this so important for people to come and to experience?
I think that the Valley has diversified so much over the past couple of decades, and so we want to not only recognize that, but really celebrate it and invite the public to come in and celebrate it with us. And of course, we always want to promote our books as well. So stories from around the world, these are things that parents can share with their children, not only to see a reflection of themselves and their heritage, but also to be a door or a window to open up into other cultures and understand those. And that's the way that we build community and tolerance.
Perfect. And would you agree with all that?
Absolutely. The library is about bringing people together to share, you know, literacy initiatives in our programs. And this really is at the heart of our community, bringing people together, sharing culture, heritage, and language. And the library is really for everyone. So we are so proud to be presenting this program to our community members.
Perfect. Well, thank you both so much again for being here. And I just can't wait for the 5th, 6th, 7th, and pretty soon we'll be seeing the 10th World Languages Festival. So thank you both for coming on again.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up for today. And so again, this will be Saturday, March 23rd, beginning at noon at the McAllen Public Library. So definitely get there early so you can go ahead and enjoy all this wonderful food, fun, and even the markets that the festival will have to offer. Crystal Garcia.